This is the Phyllis Schlafly Report. Mrs. Schlafly is a constitutional attorney, pro-family leader, and author of 20 books, including Feminist Fantasies. And now the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
The national news media have not discovered it, but the issue that is bringing out hundreds of citizens who never before attended political meetings is Common Core education standards. More precisely, it is the attempt of Barack Obama's Department of Education to force all states and schools to adopt specified national education standards for each grade level that will dictate what all kids learn and do not learn. Common Core means federal control of school curriculum. That means control by Obama administration left-wing bureaucrats. Federal control will replace all curriculum decisions made by state and local school boards, by state legislatures, by parents, and even Congress, because Obama bypassed Congress using $4 billion of stimulus money to promote Common Core. It's not only public schools that must obey the Fed's dictates. Common Core will control the curriculum of charter schools, private schools, religious schools, Catholic schools, and homeschooling. The control mechanism is the tests. Kids must pass the tests in order to get a high school diploma, admittance to college, or even a GED. If they have not studied a curriculum based on Common Core, they won't score well on the test. Common Core cannot be described as voluntary. Since Common Core is so costly to the states, it's an estimated $15 billion for retraining teachers and the purchase of computers for all kids to take the tests. Common Core is foisted on the locals by a combination of bribes, federal handouts, and as the price for getting a waiver to exempt a state from other obnoxious mandates, such as No Child Left Behind. Don't be under any illusion that Common Core will make kids smarter. The Common Core academic level is lower than what many states use right now.
Has your son or daughter expressed frustration with the liberal ideology and anti-Christian propaganda on their college campus? Encourage any students you know to join Phyllis Schlafly and other conservative leaders in Washington, D.C. on July 18 and 19 for the annual Eagle Forum Collegian Summit. The conference is free to students who register in advance at eagleforum.org. That's eagleforum.org. And join us again for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
Herbal Healer Spring Sale. 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes. COQ10 with hawthorn, glucosamine chondroitin, sea cucumber, colloidal minerals, Superfam and Super Male Plex, colon enhancer, our top selling liquid, Cal Mag Vitamin D, MSM Sulfur Capsules, and Elderberry Power Capsules. We also offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Free memberships and free online newsletters also available at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer has been serving the natural medicine industry for 25 years. This is a company you can count on. Visit herbalhealer.com today. Herbalhealer.com. That's herbalhealer.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
My name is Don Wiskin. I had a massive heart attack at 42. The doctors could do nothing but send me home with disability as my future. I reversed the damage done to my heart with a natural remedy. I am now 58 and contribute my good health today to Extendovite. You have heard my messages for many years. A lot of people have taken Extendovite and improved their health issues. We are surrounded by fast food, toxic air, and chemicals that our body cannot eliminate. As we age, they can age us faster. Clean yourself out with Extendovite, available in capsule or liquid form. Get a 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. You can live a longer, healthier life just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com, and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
Water filtration holiday specials from RBN. You can get a Royal Berkey made of polished stainless steel that holds 3.25 gallons and comes with two black Berkey purification elements, one shower filter that'll do up to 20,000 gallons or typically last 1 year, and one Berkey sport bottle for the total price of $356, a $40 savings. We also have a Berkey Light, one shower filter and one sport bottle for the low price of $299, a $40 savings. Call 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200 today.
Welcome back. This is the second hour of Spingola Speaks. This is Deanna. Our guest today is 30-odd-6, and his websites are notimeforsilence.weebly.com and notimeforsilence.wordpress.com. We will take calls after we open the phone lines at 800-313-9443. And don't forget make a donation to RBN. It is the year-end pledge drive, and they need your support. So if you make a donation of $100, you will receive an RBN t-shirt and an RBN mug. You can do that by calling 800-724-2719. All righty, 30.
Yes.
Please continue. You were telling us about...
What were we talking about?
I don't know. 6 minutes is a long time to.
Let me continue with an example of the blathering nonsense that passes for political leadership in the United States and has been doing so for the past 100 years. I would like to read the sixth of Wilson's 14 points on which the subsequent peace was supposed to be founded. That's after World War I. This is the sixth point of the 14 points. Listen to this nonsense. Okay, with everything that's going on in Russia, I just read one of the communiques that were put out through diplomatic channels bringing up the fact that the world was aware of the kind of slaughter and the danger posed to the entire world by Bolshevism. Now, Wilson, who was a Mason, who was involved in this, and who is very much entirely in the service of these Masonic Jews, this is the way he addressed the American people concerning the Bolsheviks in Russia. The sixth of his 14 points, as follows. The evacuation of all Russian territory and such a settlement of all questions affecting Russia as will secure the best and freest cooperation of the other nations of the world in obtaining for her an unhampered and unembarrassed opportunity for the independent determination of her own political development and national policy, and assure her of a sincere welcome into the society of free nations under institutions of her own choosing, and more than a welcome assistance of every kind that she may need and may herself desire. The treatment accorded Russia by her sister nations in the months to come will be the acid test of their goodwill, of their own comprehension of her needs as distinguished from their own interest, and of their intelligent and unselfish sympathy. Now, you talk about one outrageous bit of blathering. He's basically saying, if you don't give everything of assistance that these Bolshevik Jews would ask of you, then you're just being selfish.
Right.
And listen to this nonsense about welcome, a sincere welcome into the society of free nations under institutions of her own choosing. What is he talking about there? Is he trying to, I guess he's looking forward to a day when the red flag is hoisted over every capital in the world.
Sure.
That Wilson was a blithering lunatic.
He was. He actually sent $10 million of taxpayer money to the Bolsheviks.
Yes, and he certainly did not interfere with the Warburgs or the Kuhn Loeb and Company sending millions and millions over there either.
No.
And I'll tell you, it just goes on and on. As I said before, every time you start investigating these filthy matters and wicked turns of history, you find high-ranking Masons in every position behind the key. You find Trotsky and Lenin, both members of the same lodge, the Grand Orient in Paris. You find Churchill, a Freemason, Wilson, a Freemason, Warburg, a Freemason, Schiff, a Freemason, Bernard Baruch, the real secret power behind above Wilson. Wilson was just a puppet for Bernard Baruch. Baruch was a Freemason, as was his handler of Roosevelt, Colonel Edward Mandel House, a Jew from a gangster from Texas.
Mm-hmm. Indeed. I think that's what we ended the last hour on, all these people who were Freemasons. And they usually get to the top of the pile in the military. A lot of the generals were Freemasons. A lot of church leaders are Freemasons.
Freemason.
Yeah, yeah. MacArthur was a Freemason.
There was a fellow in England. I mentioned a Captain H. Ramsey before.
Right.
He was a great English patriot, and he spent World War II, where most great patriots do in the Allied, in the free democracies, in prison.
Right.
It was the war the Jews wanted to bring. Another fellow was Admiral Sir Barry Domville. He was the head of British Naval Intelligence from 1927 to 1930, he was the director of naval intelligence for England. He also spent World War II in prison. And the reason he did was because he was opposed to the war. And before the war, he was in Salzburg. And he tried to be very careful to steer clear of National Socialist officials because he did not want to give the slightest excuse for accusations of him meddling in affairs, which the British press was heaping all over him.
Right.
One time he's in Salzburg, and I guess he was in a hotel or something, and he met one of the fellows by the name of Herr Walter Huell. Huell was a young man who had been at Hitler's side during the Munich Putsch. And they had a brief conversation there. And he says at the end, he says, "So we parted with sorrow in our hearts that events appeared to be hastening to the inevitable climax, and that the two great countries which could have led the rest of the world to a peaceful settlement of outstanding problems would be shortly engaged in deadly combat from which others less worthy would extract the pickings. The poison of deadly hatred against Germany was already too deeply injected in British veins by the Jewish hypodermic syringe for any alternative to be possible. We were approaching one of the saddest and most fateful moments in the history of the world."
Exactly. Yeah, Domville was one of the of the founders of the British Union of Fascists, and was really very friendly towards Germany.
Well, he had a I don't have time to go into all that.
The program goes by really rapidly.
It does. It's today. It seems like it's going by real fast. I look at my watch and thinking, my gosh, where'd it go?
That's true.
I don't remember saying all that much. Did I get much across today yet?
No, you're doing great. We appreciate all your help and all your information.
Well,
it's wonderful.
I wanted to go over so much, but I realize when I get on here, there just isn't time for everything I wanted to cover. So I'm just trying to break it down to its basic simplicity and just give an overview.
Well,
and encourage people to study this more and to investigate it more. I've got my two websites up to give people the quick ability to learn there and to provide information. This is what we've got to do. As I say, the optimistic attitude. We have to remain optimistic. We have to do what we can to reach out to people. One of the things I could say about that sixth point of Wilson's 14 points there, that blathering nonsense, the intellectual class in America, they knew what that was all about. But the problem was they could not say, they remained silent. The cowardice that was rampant, and they remained silent, they did not talk to the common people. Okay, and this is the problem we have to make sure that we can avoid today. The people who are listening to our program today, they need to understand that they have a responsibility to get this information out to the common people. Talking about this amongst ourselves is no different than the intellectuals in 100 years ago talking about it amongst themselves. It will have no effect unless they get it to the common people.
And that's what you're trying to do with your websites, and I thank you for that.
All
righty. We are going to a quick 3-minute break. We'll be right back.
That moment of panic. Sheer terror, really. You're afraid to answer the phone. Frightened by who might be at the door. If you're facing foreclosure or being harassed by debt collectors, you know the feeling. You need to visit whatliesinyourdebt.com to turn the tables on the banksters, collection agencies, and other crooks. Whatliesinyourdebt.com has solutions. Whatliesinyourdebt.com features live training webinars from experts, a member forum, support from experts who've been where you are right now and came out the other side in a better financial situation. If you are like millions of Americans who are behind on their mortgage, behind on their credit cards, or just being harassed by debt collectors, then this system is for you. We promise. If you cannot stop your foreclosure, even if it's imminent, if you cannot stop those debt collectors from bugging you, if you cannot clean up your credit, and finally, if you cannot make a few $1,000s during the entire process, make money from the debt collectors, yes, at whatliesinyourdebt.com, we will refund your money 100% in the first 60 days. Don't fear the bill collectors anymore. Visit whatliesinyourdebt.com.
This is Dr. Robert Rowan here to give you an important message regarding stem cell treatment. World-renowned physician, stem cell expert, and friend Dr. David Steinblatt has performed over 8,000 stem cell treatments since 2001. Bone marrow stem cells are completely legal to do here in the USA. The bone marrow stem cell treatment is not only fast, done in less than 2 to 3 hours, but is relatively pain-free and has little to no recovery time. Dr. David Steinblatt and his office are able to help and treat patients who suffer from cerebral palsy, traumatic brain injury, stroke, macular degeneration, arthritis, Parkinson's disease, congestive heart failure, and more. Personally using their services for my knee and seeing great improvement, Dr. David Steinblatt is highly recommended by me. Go to stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 to find out more. Again, stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 today to receive more information.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, the government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper. Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offerer can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
Welcome back. This is Deanna, and our guest today is 30-06, and his websites are notimeforsilence.weebly.com and notimeforsilence.wordpress.com. And you were indicating before the break that it's very important that everybody talk to people, not just with each other, because otherwise we're doing just exactly what they do, keeping things to ourselves. And so I believe that your websites do a lot to contribute to that effort. So thank you so much.
I probably should mention on my websites, I have not had time to develop those yet. I'm just starting, so they're going to be expanded greatly in the coming months.
Used to have a YouTube. I'm sorry, I didn't.
I had a YouTube channel. I had a very good YouTube channel.
Tell us about what happened to that.
Well, I had about 800 videos up there. I had 55 separate playlists. Each one had 50 or 60 videos in it on a variety of subjects, covering health matters, the wars, one thing after the next. I had an encyclopedic library there. I had over 1,200 subscribers, 1.3 million views, and YouTube just canceled it all out. They did not want that information going out. I had too much information. I also had, I can only wonder how many people took advantage of it, but I had, under every video I had, with 1.3 million views, under every video I had about 15 links. All people had to do was click on one of the links, and it would open up the web. In a new web tab, it would open up that site. So I had to, it is an unending avenue of information and knowledge for people to access. As I say, I can only wonder how many people actually clicked on the links and how many people took advantage of that and made use of that. But I know I accomplished a lot. I used to get a lot of PMs from Europe. People would say, the things that stick in my memory the most, because I received a lot of them, they simply said, thank God you exist. Wow. So I know that told me that I was having a tremendous effect on some people, and it was very important to them. So it was recognized as being valuable by many people. I had a large viewership. I was very big in Europe, and I can be proud of that. I accomplished something there. I know that I helped out. And as I say, on my new websites, I just got those started. I have not had time to develop those yet. I just got those about in August, and I jumped into them then because I wanted to lock in the names and get those. But I have not had time. So those are going to be there's going to be a lot of expansion on both of those, and they are going to be, each one of them will have different material. Now, there is a link on my WordPress site, notimeforsilence.wordpress.com. I have links down there on the lower right. You'll see the links, and I have my Weebly site there on that. And also, I have those set. You click on that, and it will open up the website in a new tab for you.
Right. Now, did YouTube give you a warning beforehand, or did they just...
They gave me... No, from the day one. I had that channel for less than 2 years. So that's another thing. I did very good there. I got a lot of attention. It grew very quickly. And I did not do much with it for about the first 6 months. I uploaded 4 or 5 videos and let it sit there for 4 or 5 months before I started doing much else. So I had a very good quick rise there once I started going. And what was I going to say? Oh, from day one. I think they deleted my first video that I put up. It was one showing the atrocious abuse of Palestinians by the Israelis. And it was a heartbreaking video to see what those people had to go through. And YouTube deleted that one. I think it was up just a few hours.
And
they sent me a real nasty warning over that one. So that's the reason I was kind of cool there. I thought, okay, just upload a few more simple videos and let it sit for a few months. I thought, sneak by them that way. Anyways, once I started uploading videos, I would get emails from them every day about this video being offensive, this video being against their community guidelines. And the ones that they were the most irate about, the ones they deleted so quickly, were ones that simply showed, like, social gatherings in National Socialist Germany, showing the German people as they were. Essentially a non-political video, but just showing the happiness of the German people and the productivity of that society under National Socialism. They did not want that to be seen at all.
Now, were you able to save all those videos? Did you download them somewhere?
Yeah, I have them still on my computers or on flash drives. Oh, flash drives, let's mention that. There's an avenue that people are neglecting right now. Now they've got them down where you can buy like a 4 gigabyte flash drive for as low as $4 or $5 on sale on the weekends. check your papers, your ads. There's always somebody selling flash drives on sale every week, one store or another, and they're really cheap. You can download all this stuff off the internet, put it on flash drives, and you hand somebody a flash drive, you've got, you can put a lot on a 4 gigabyte or an 8 gigabyte flash drive.
Okay. I was thinking external hard drives, but you're talking about the little flash drives.
Yeah, the little thumb drive. It's like, they're made small enough to put
them out. Yeah.
You put them on your key ring. Well, you can carry those in your pocket. You can just hand that to somebody with all kinds of information on it. Well, you can hand it to them with 100 programs of Deanna Spangola's radio program, for example. You can have on there, in addition to that, 20 or 30 videos. You can copy them off of my website. Put them on the flash drive. Hand them out to people. Okay?
Now, how much are those flash drives?
Well, the last time, now I haven't even been looking lately at the ads, but the last time I saw one, I think it was either $3.99 or $4.99 for a 4 gigabyte, or it might have even been an 8 gigabyte. They used to cost a lot more, but they're coming down all the time. So this is getting, the other method is burning CDs, downloading this stuff off the internet, burning them onto CDs. I did that for a couple of years until I burned out my CD maker. I handed out thousands of DVDs, and I would take what I bought. Was I bought the CDs when they were on sale. I found out I bought those by accident the first time, but then I tried them, and it works. It takes the video just like a DVD. It's just a little bit smaller in capacity, I guess, but I was able to shove 20, 30 long videos, movies, hour-long, two-hour-long videos onto a CD, and I would pay them. I think I paid $17 for 100 of them. That's 17 cents a piece. And I was handing those out. And I knew a couple people who had mail order businesses, and I gave them stacks, and they would shove 3 or 4 into every order they got as a surprise. And I got out. Let me tell you, I went to a, I'll tell you a good example here. How do you get these out fast? Okay, I went to a Tea Party rally, several of them. And I would go with 2 or 3 people. And we would go up there, each one of us, with a couple hundred DVDs and pouches, and then we would just start handing them out to people and say, pass this along, and in 2 minutes, they're all gone. You've got them all passed out. They just pass them down, hand them down. You can get out 500, 600, 800 CDs in 2 or 3 minutes that way.
Wow.
And
fabulous.
On that, you can have 20 or 30 videos in addition to 20 or 30 hour-long radio programs or two-hour radio programs, in addition to some pictures and documents, posters, whatever you want to put on there. Propaganda. This is a propaganda war we are involved in right now. We do not have any resources other than our own will and determination, and right now we do have the internet, we have the computer. But what happens if they shut the internet down tomorrow? Then what do we have? We can't pull up stuff and show people on the internet. But if we have it on flash drives, if we have it on CDs, then we can show people. Not only that, but if we have it on flash drives and CDs printed in quantity, we can hand them out to people. You can hand them out to people everywhere. I go to a gas station, for example. Somebody's passing through there from out of state. I get a little chit-chat with them. I'll hand them a DVD or a flash drive.
Well, that's great.
There's tons of information.
That is very good. Another thing too is little business cards, RBN business cards. I haven't purchased any for a while. I need to replace my my supply of those. Anyway, we'll be back in 3 minutes after a word from our sponsors.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at libertystickers.com. Again, that's libertystickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
There's no reason to be sick this season with Supernatural Silver's incredible technology. You can give your immune system the support it needs to help fight off colds, flus, and other nasty pathogens that can ruin the holidays for you and those you love. Used internally or topically, Supernatural Silver is a great defense against sore throats, runny noses, sinus or ear infections, and a whole host of other illnesses. Supernatural Silver is extremely safe and a great way to protect yourself and the ones you love. No one knows what the future may bring, so be smart and plan ahead. Have Supernatural Silver in your emergency preparedness arsenal and give someone a gift that's meaningful, a gift that can change lives. Give the gift of good health this year. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code SILVER2013 for 20% off your entire order. That's supernaturalsilver.com. And like us on Facebook.
It's no secret that Big Brother is spying on your web activity. VPNForAll.com protects your internet from tyranny with military-grade encryption. VPNForAll keep no records of your browsing, so you leave no trace. VPNForAll are in Holland, free from the NSA and police state jurisdiction. Easy to sign up and use. It stops all data mining. Go to VPNForAll.com immediately and stay safe. That's VPN, the number 4, all.com.
Hi, I'm with Keller Williams Realty. I'm in your neighborhood to see if you have any real estate needs.
Maybe. What would you do as a realtor to market my home?
Well, my skills are in knowing the market, listing your home for the best price possible, negotiating on your behalf, advertising your home, and helping to defend your castle.
Defend my castle?
That's right. In Texas, it's called the Castle Law, and a portion of my commission will go to Gun Owners of America as a charitable cause to help secure our freedoms.
Really? That does make you different from other realtors.
It's about time people make a stand for what they believe in. Wouldn't you agree?
Well, yes, I do. And I'd be glad if you helped me sell this home. And my friends will be, too.
Here's my business card for your friends. They can call me at 877-605-9200 and ask for Sandra. Oh, and if they're not in Texas, I can still refer them to a great Keller Williams agent where they live. They just need to call 877-605-9200. 877-605-9200.
Water filtration holiday specials from RBN. You can get a Royal Berkey made of polished stainless steel that holds 3.25 gallons and comes with two black Berkey purification elements, one shower filter that'll do up to 20,000 gallons or typically last 1 year, and one Berkey sport bottle for the total price of $356, a $40 savings. We also have a Berkey Light, one shower filter and one sport bottle for the low price of $299, a $40 savings. Call 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200 today.
Welcome back. This is Deanna. Our guest today is 30-06. His websites are notimeforsilence.weebly.com and notimeforsilence.wordpress.com. And you were talking about handing out videos, DVDs to strangers. Isn't it much easier to pass things out to a stranger than someone in your own family or among your own friends? Because I find that that's a very difficult situation. People... strangers will listen, but friends will think you're nuts.
Yep. Plus, we got a much wider audience. Everywhere I go, every time I'm out in public, I usually engage anywhere from 3 to 6, 7, or 8 people in a day in conversation. And I always tell them to go to spingola.com, for example. That's one thing I do. That's something that's so easy, anybody can do that. And everywhere I go, I'm just very familiar with people, and I strike up a conversation. I keep it light. I don't try to force-feed anybody on anything. And I usually strike up a conversation. It'll be all about whatever. Sometimes, like when I'm pumping gas, for example, somebody will say something about the price of gas. I'll say, well, if you have a war, you got to pay for it.
And we'll
get talking about
relevant.
Yeah, I keep it relevant. I'm in the grocery store. And I'm looking at the labels on things, and the fellow's stocking the grocery store, and I'll shake my head, and I'll say, damn, they got this damned high fructose corn syrup and everything. And they'll look at me, and they'll nod, and they'll say, yeah, and everybody keeps buying it. And I'll get in talking to them, and I'll say, hey, check out Spingola.com. A lot of stuff on there. And, and that's the way I approach it. And I'm every day I'm getting the word out there to people the best I can. Like I say, I love to hand out material, and I've been doing this for decades. I've never slowed down. I've never ceased, and I've always been doing this, and unfortunately, I never had my own website before, so
well, now you do. Other people's
stuff.
That's great.
And what was I? Oh, one thing I wanted to make, though, since we're on the subject of propaganda, I would like to advise people to remember this, to think of this, give this great consideration. We do not have the facilities our enemies have with broadcasting propaganda. We cannot compete with them on quantity, okay? That's understood. It's got to be understood. If you cannot have great quantity of propaganda, the propaganda breaks down into two fields of being effective. You have two ways of being effective. Either you turn out high-quality propaganda or you turn out enormous mass of propaganda. If the quality's poor, but it's turned out in enormous mass, it can still be effective. However, if you do not have that ability to turn it out in horrendous mass, then you need high-quality propaganda. I would like to encourage people who do not have a YouTube channel, for example, to get one. It's no problem. It's like signing up for email. You go in there. Well, it might be more difficult now with this new Google thing. I'm not sure what they have now. But when I signed up, you just go in there. I was afraid to sign up for a long time, and a fellow, he encouraged me. He said, it's simple. Just go in there, sign up. There's only a couple things you have to fill out, like your email address and so forth. And that's what I did, and I got it. And what you do is you get an email channel. Okay, if you have Firefox, you can download something. What's it called? Downloader Helper. It's an add-on from Mozilla Firefox. With that, you can download videos. You can also use RealPlayer when it's working. Mine stopped working a few days ago. But there are different mechanisms. You can go out and do a search for video downloaders. There's all kinds of different programs you can use. You can go to Mozilla.com, and they have several to choose from. You pick one of those. You download videos onto your computer. Then you get a YouTube account. You can upload them. You can download the videos off of my sites. Upload them to a YouTube channel. The great thing about YouTube channel, in the description box under the video, you can put in links there to Spingola.com, Republic
or
Broadcasting.
Or to RBN.
Or to, mm-hmm. Republic Broadcasting. Or to No Time to Silence, No Time for Silence.
Sure, wherever you wish.
Put those links in there. Put up the links there. Zoodle site. Pick out five or six or seven links, whatever, three or four, whatever you want to do, and put them up there. And
sure.
Also, then, be sure, and you can make comments under other people's videos. And again, on the comments, keep it nice, keep it polite, I would delete comments that would come in under my videos when they were trying to be positive, but they were doing it in a very nasty way. I would delete those comments. Do not tolerate that kind of talk under your videos.
Sure. 30, we do have some callers lining up.
Okay, let's see what they want.
So let's take a caller. Let's take Robert in Missouri. Robert, welcome to the program.
Greetings, Deanna and 30. That's the second time I've heard you, and it's really good to hear you go through the litany of this Bolshevism. Frank Britton's Behind Communism is a book that really succinctly points out this total Jewish aspect of the Bolshevik deal. But I wanted to get into Christian Zionism and this Gnosticism, which is really this serpent worship of the Talmudic Kabbalistic gang. And it's just like this, it's like an inverse. It's like the serpent in the garden becomes their god with the rejection of Christ. And, you know, the tree of life, which the serpent wraps around it. And the Sabbatai Zevi, the Sabbateans, where everything that's evil is good and everything that's good is evil. And, you know, these John Haggies and Pat Robertsons and these goons that sit there and kiss Pharisee butt and money changer butt. This is a real problem that's happened in the Protestant world, is that's letting Jewish supremacists take over our society. It's Christian Zionism, this dispensational premillennialism, this heresy with C.I. Schofield and all the rest of these jerks that have totally diluted Protestant Christianity, and then the Vatican II sect. Pope John the 23rd, Roncalli, he was a Freemason, and then Pope Paul the 6th, these two oversaw the Second Vatican Council. Pope Paul the 6th was Jewish, and most people don't even know that, and the Diamond Brothers from up in New York, VaticanCatholic.com, there's some state of a contest guys, they exposed all this stuff about the Second Vatican Council, which totally destroyed Catholicism, which was one of the main bulwarks of resistance against, the Jewish takeover of our planet. And so whether you're talking about the Protestant world or the Catholic world, it was basically a capitulation after World War II, where our societies have all been turned over to basically Satan's chosen, which when these Jews rejected Christ, they became the chosen of the devil. And nobody, you know, everybody's scared to talk about it. Everybody's scared to even mention any of this stuff because they don't want to be labeled by the B'nai B'rith ADL gang as an anti-Semite and want their careers destroyed and the rest of this. Whereas, like, you know, if these pastors had any cojones, they would be calling this stuff out, but they're worried about their big congregations, your saddleback, Rick Warren, Council on Foreign Relations type atmosphere where they want a big mega church and they're making millions of dollars and they've sold their souls. And this was supposed to be the insulator between us and this takeover of the devil's crowd. And I just wanted to hear your, response to that.
Robert, you are spot on, and I want you to do me a favor, if you would.
All right.
I want you to send an email to Deanna. She needs to have you on her program someday.
Well.
That's kind of what I was thinking.
Yeah.
Yes.
Robert, you're exactly right. This is the destruction of Christianity conducted by this Sanhedrin Freemasonic Jewish cult. It's the Greeks had a tale of Hermes, the patron saint of the Freemasons, who is the patron saint of liars, thieves, and murderers. And if you study the legend of Hermes, and you'll see that it's a direct correlation to the story of Cain in the Bible. Cain was the father of liars, thieves, and murderers, and Christ identified the Jews as doing the lust of their father, who was a liar from the beginning, could not speak the truth because the truth abode not in him, but who is a liar and could only speak lies. Jesus Christ told us these people can only speak lies. He tells us in Titus, do not pay heed to Jewish fables. What has America been doing the last 100 years? We want to fall down on our knees before all these Jewish fables and accept it as true. Again, in the Bible it says, we see the day come when everything's upside down. Black is white. White is black. And the snake, that represents the serpent. It represents Cain. It was also the symbol that Hermes carried. And you see the correlation there. And Robert, I'm serious. I think you should be on the Deanna's program. You have an excellent presentation there. You know your facts. You've got it all down. And this is what needs to be heard. We all need to step forward to muster up a positive attitude and to step out there and become broadcasters and propagandists and activists as much as we can in the coming year.
Gentlemen, hang on. We are going to take a quick 3-minute break. We'll be right back.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. StemGevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. StemGevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at StemGevity.com today. That's StemGevity. StemGevity.com. Or call now toll-free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs StemGevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology. All while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
Nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead, pull the trigger.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
It's no secret that Big Brother is spying on your web activity. VPNForAll.com protects your internet from tyranny with military-grade encryption. VPNForAll keep no records of your browsing, so you leave no trace. VPNForAll are in Holland, free from the NSA and police state jurisdiction. Easy to sign up and use. It stops all data mining. Go to VPNForAll.com immediately and stay safe. That's VPN, the number 4, all.com.
Welcome back. This is Deanna. Our guest today is 30-odd-6. His websites are notimeforsilence.weebly.com and notimeforsilence.wordpress.com. And please don't forget that RBN is doing the end-of-the-year pledge drive. If you donate $100 today or tomorrow or the next day, you will receive an RBN t-shirt and an RBN mug. Just call 800-724-2719, or you can also mail a donation in. And that address is Republic Broadcasting Network, 2251 Double Creek Drive, Suite 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. And we still have Robert on the phone. You mentioned a website, Robert, when you first joined us, about the Vatican.
Oh, yeah. It's a group of, it's a monastery up in New York. They're called, VaticanCatholic.com.
Okay.
It's a group of like hardcore traditionalist Catholic, like counter Vatican II, where they don't even believe that any of the popes since, like, John the 23rd have been real popes. It's like they call it a set of a conscience, which means the seat is vacant. And so there's a whole wing of these folks out here that totally reject everything about the rejection of the Tridentine Latin Mass and all this. But there's a guy out there that wrote a book, and it's the best book that I've read in years, and it's called Synagogue Rising. And this guy's named Hugh Akins from the Catholic Action Resource Center. It's out of Florida. And you can look him up. It's a $40 book. And I bought it, and it's better than any book that I've read by a Protestant about this war between what you would call, you know, the synagogue and the church.
Right.
And so,
we did a review of his book on the program at one point, and I'm in contact with him. And, yeah, I'll have to email him and see if he'd like to join us sometime.
Yes, because I swear, this is, I mean, every page is packed with information, and it's mind-blowing when you read this book about how he goes through just everything from encyclicals and various authors within the Catholic community about the rising tide of Talmudic Judaism and the decline of the church, whether it be Catholic, Orthodox, Protestant, whatever. And it's an inverse relationship. As Christianity becomes less and less effective and more people desert the church, then the synagogue rises in power. And this is just some sort of natural law principle that I've noticed. And so, and then they want to demonize, and then they want to muddy the waters and make all the, you know, your Glenn Becks and Alex Jones types demonize Islam more or less. Whereas behind the scenes, it's not Islam that we're truly at war with. We are at war with them in a way as Christians, but not the level of Talmudic Judaism, who's the real string pullers behind this,
sure,
you know, this clash of civilizations. Because, you know, if you get into some of the writings of Pike and Mazzini and all these guys, they're talking about three world wars. Well, the third world war was when they're going to set up basically Western Christianity against Islam and destroy both of them and set up this new satanic Talmudic world government, which and I tell these people this all the time, whether you think that the protocols are a fraud or not, it's still the template that's being used to implement this evil system. So
sure.
I don't care who authored it. You know, you got all these people saying the Jesuits wrote it, the Elders of Zion, you know, the World Zionist Congress wrote it in Basel, Switzerland in 1897. It doesn't matter to me.
What are your thoughts, 30, on what Robert has said?
Well, I agree with him. The protocols, they fit with everything that's going on. If somebody was trying to highlight what the Jews are doing, they did a job that was thorough, because everything does fit. And I wanted to comment what he mentioned about the churches becoming ineffective. This is very important. Today in America, in churches, and it's not just in churches, but it's in all social institutions, what we witness is an example of the decline of the West. 100 years ago in Europe, they had these cafes, and it was common for people to sit in the cafes and to discuss ideas and politics. If you go to any kind of social entity today, whether it's a church, whether it's an ethnic group, Hungarian American society, German American society, things like that. It's no politics. Nobody talk. The only accepted talk anywhere in America today is celebrities, ball games, maybe the weather. You can talk about cars. That's what. No ideas. Nothing. Because somebody, some culture minister infiltrating a group will raise a stink, and there's nothing that can be said about anything that's important and vital. It's all petty nothingness, chit-chat. This is illustrative of the decline of the West, how our societies have been gutted. And if people belong to a church where ideas and issues, vital issues, are not discussed, I thought of the intellectualism he was mentioning. I'm familiar with that group from Florida, and it made me think, yes, a lot of these old Catholic groups, they're very intellectual, and you don't see that in the Protestant churches. And then I thought, well, yeah, you don't hear any discussion in Protestant churches. And as he mentioned, many of these Christian Zionist churches, they become nothing but propaganda pulpits for the neocon Zionist. It's the Israeli world conquest propaganda being put out to these people. And they're susceptible to it because they've been raised in an environment where no serious issues are discussed. It's just chit-chat, idle, petty nothingness. People wake up and look at this. What kind of society are you tolerated? You've tolerated.
And of course, you also have the tax laws that really influence the churches now, where they really can't talk about anything. And I personally believe that all of them have been infiltrated.
If the people walk out of those churches and the pastor's left sitting there by himself, he might decide that 503c3 is not doing him any good. And he might decide maybe he needs to speak to his people about vital interests concerning them and not just blathering nonsense that he gets mailed to him from Jewish seminaries. The National Council of Churches, back about 30 years ago, the National Council of Churches put out a private poll amongst their members. They sent it out and had it organized in a way where the ministers could send it back anonymously. Nobody knew who said what. And they asked them, and it turned out something like 93% of them were committed atheists. They said they just viewed their position in the pulpit as a career move. They didn't believe in God at all, let alone Christ or Christianity in particular. And about 4% of them, I think it was, claimed they were agnostic, and only some like 2 or 3% of them said they even believed in the stories at all. And what happens, most of these churches, these people do not understand the Bible. They don't read it. They don't know it. They read their sermons. They get them in the mail every week from a few locations, mostly in used to be in Los Angeles and Chicago, that would mail these things out. It's nothing but a show. It's like Hollywood. It's an illusion. Everything in America is a farce. This is a land of carnival, and the Jews are entertaining the dumb goyim, and the dumb goyim are proving in a fashion that they are nothing but dumb goyim, because this is going on and on and on, and they haven't woken up. Now, some people have woken up. A lot of people have woken up. But as I say, the fear factor overcomes them. They're too afraid to get out there in public and talk to people, to even try. And today it is so easy, because you don't have to stand there and try to explain everything to people. You can just refer them to a website. It's how simple that is. You can hand them a thumb drive or a DVD loaded with material, and you don't have to be afraid that they're going to reject it, because they don't know what's there until they get home and plug it in.
Sure. And lots of people will study things in their own home.
That's right. They'll study things. When nobody's around seeing what they're doing, they'll spend hours studying. They'll find it intriguing, and they'll want to know more. Curiosity still exists.
Sure.
We need to take advantage of this coming year and all get out there and become more active than we were in this past year.
Exactly. Well, thank you, Robert, for your phone call. Really appreciate it very much.
Yes, Robert.
All righty.
Email Deanna.
All righty.
Okay, thanks.
You take care of yourself. Thank you.
Thank you, Robert.
Well, we have run out of time. And again, we want to remind the listeners, your websites are notimeforsilence.weebly.com and notimeforsilence.wordpress.com. Thank you so much, 30, for being on the program today.
Well, thank you for the presentation, Deanna. Seems like it really went fast today.
Yes. Thank you. All righty. Bye-bye, listeners. Have a great weekend.